Well, what a weird, wonderful, and ultimately very cool day. It all started this morning about 5:30 a.m. when I rose bleary-eyed thinking, why am I getting up this early? I know why, because I have to guarantee, beyond any uncertainty, that I will get to Winchester on time. It's a long way away, and traffic can be a biatch. Well, doesn't matter what time you get up, if the A34 is closed and the M1 doing what the M1 and M25 also normally do, you ain't going to get there for love nor money. And I knew pretty much halfway that I was going to be an hour late. Even though I was only meant to be there at 9:30, yes, count the hours, people, how long it took me to get there. I didn't get there till 10:30. Luckily, I did a little bit of crowdsourcing and came up with the Twitter name Digital Fprint, short for Digital Footprint, no doubt, who is also Dr. Bexel, D-R-B-E-X-L. Please, well worth following because of what she did for me. I said, look, you don't know who I am. I've just checked you out on Twitter and you obviously work at the University of Winchester. Is there any chance you could just pop into a class there I'm meant to be taking and use two audio booths, lesson one and lesson two, that I've managed to do remotely in the car, in a traffic jam, on the way, as the course material to start the day off. This should set everybody up for when I can finally get there. Bex said yes. How cool is that? And she took over the class, luckily, and it was evident from her tweets, knew how social media is working and what to do, and ended up staying in the class for a while, which was nice as well. So I got to repay her with some hopefully useful knowledge. The class itself was full of all kinds of people with lots of ideas and important jobs to do in and around Winchester that I was showing the tools to, but ultimately a lot of their hands are tied. Most of them not, I think, because they'll be doing stuff from home. But their hands are tied because the government's decision to just clamp down on ports and access to sites because it's worried about data leaking out of museums, of all places, just because it's council government connected does not mean you just do the IT clamp down on everything. These people, more than any other time, need access to social networking sites. Release the blocks, please. Pull out the chocks from under their social media wagon and let it roll. A lot of frustrations coming from the room, but also a lot of inspirational ideas from some really cool people that I will be connecting with now on Twitter. If you follow the hashtag WINCC, W-I-N-C-C, that's something we set up just for today, and you might see some of these people if they've used that hashtag, or a couple of the tweets that came out of the room. Obviously, I was keeping them too busy to tweet, so there's not many tweets, but you can easily follow some of the shenanigans of the day. What I will say is, it was very, very nice working with them, and I got some great feedback afterwards, which I'm very appreciative of. I've now got the long drive home, which isn't so urgent. As long as I get there before bedtime, all will be well. But lovely. Winchester looks very nice indeed. I will have to pop back in the summer, maybe when they're having their unbelievably cool-looking festival that they do here. So, all good. Thank you if you're in the class today. I really appreciate your attention and you staying awake for the entire day. Apologise for talking fast. I wanted to make you sure you got absolutely every nugget I could squeeze out of my dried up brain. Speak to you soon, I hope. Bye-bye.